You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, I'm Lisa Salinger, and I'm here today to tell you about an app that I have found quite useful. The app is called Flashcards Deluxe and can be purchased from the App Store for $3.99. Before I go too far, I need to state that this will not be a complete walkthrough. If it were, this would be an hours-long tutorial instead of just a podcast. This app has so much in it, I feel like I have only begun to scratch the surface. Each person will use this app in different ways that work best for him or her, and so I think in this case, learning the basics but then exploring on your own is very helpful. A good question to start with might be, who is this app for? And the answer would be nearly anyone. If you are a parent and you have a school-age child and you want to quiz that child or have that child do it independently, you can set up flashcards in this app. In case there's anyone who is not familiar with what flashcards are, let me describe them. Essentially, what you have is a card, and there is information printed on both sides. So, for example, on a very basic flashcard, you might have on one side 2 plus 2. When you flip the card over, you would have the answer, 4. This app can handle complex flashcards with pictures, sounds, words, multiple sides. So you can have 3 or 4-sided flashcards so that your experience is really immersive and you can learn lots of concepts. Or you can just simply have the traditional 2-sided flashcards. But these flashcards are not just limited to students. There are loads and loads of flashcards that have already been created and are available for free, and I will show you those shortly. You can get flashcards on any number of subjects. You can make it a game of sorts and go through flashcards related to trivia about your favorite book or movie characters. You can learn a foreign language, learn technical terms. There are lots of flashcards containing shortcut key combinations for all kinds of programs. And of course, if you're studying for the bar or some sort of professional exam, this app might help you as well because it has the option to add sets of flashcards on specific topics or on those that you add yourself. One major thing to know about this app is that I would say it is quite accessible. The only thing that might be a little difficult is, for example, it will give directions using standard and not voiceover gestures. It may say swipe left or swipe right, and you will need to use the equivalent voiceover gestures, and we will go through some of those. Let's go ahead now and we'll launch the app.
Flashcards. Double tap to open. Actions available.
Here is my flashcards app, and I will double tap to open.
Flashcards. Settings. Button.
For the moment, we're going to skip settings. This is not the way I usually do things, either when I'm doing a podcast or when I'm learning an app for myself. In fact, I did go into settings when I was first learning this app, and I was really confused. I'm used to going through settings and systematically looking at each option and changing things based on what I need. In this case, you might want to hold off on settings and go in there as you learn relevant parts of the app. We're not going to do a whole lot with settings, but I will take you in there to change one option that might help you quite a bit. Let's continue, though, to flick right and move through the options on the screen. For the most part, you can flick through this app. You can also explore by touch, but it seems that for many people, flicking is more natural to them, and in general, this app lends itself well to that, although in certain places, explore by touch can be helpful.
Dex, heading.
This heading basically says that the information below it is going to be related to decks. In general, decks are categories. You might buy an edition deck, or a vocabulary deck, or a science deck. In general, they're not going to be all mixed together unless you do that yourself. So, if it's easier, you can think of decks as single categories.
button.
This is where you would go to add decks.
Edit button.
And this is where you would go to delete a deck that you have added, delete a deck that's already in here by default, or reorder those.
Introduction 24.
Here is the introductory deck, and this is very helpful. It basically walks you through getting started with the app.
Samples, 2 decks. Introduction 24. Samples, 2 decks.
These are sample decks that are included for you.
Statistics button.
And this can show you information about the decks you've used, how many you've gotten right, how many you've gotten wrong, etc.
Statistics button.
Let's go back into the introduction.
Introduction 24.
And it's saying 24 because there are 24 items in this deck, and I'll double tap.
Selected back button.
I'm going to flick right now. Let's explore this screen, which contains this first card.
Back button.
This is the first button. It's on the upper left of the screen, and this is our back button. So if we want to get out of this introductory deck, this is where we do it.
Settings button.
This is, of course, a settings button. These are context sensitive. So if you double tap settings here, you will change options related specifically to decks. If you double tap settings from the main screen, you will be changing global options.
Welcome to Flashcards Deluxe. This is the front side of the first card. Tap the screen to flip the card.
And that is our text for the first card. After this, you have a few other buttons, a browse menu, a card menu button, various options that allow you to move through the deck and to change the way that information is displayed to you. Allow you to explore those on your own, since, again, they are quite detailed, and the way that each person uses it would be different. For now, I'm going to double tap on this card to flip it over. It, of course, said to tap, but that is the standard and not the voiceover gesture, so we'll double tap.
Swipe left now to answer correct and move to the next card.
Unfortunately, there is no sound indication when the card is flipped, but you can flick through the options on the screen to see the information.
This is settings button.
Settings is kind of my starting point. After that, I know that I have the text of the card.
This is the backside, which will generally have the answer. You then tell the app whether you got the card correct or not. Swipe left now to answer correct and move to the next card.
If I swipe left, that's just going to be a flick left, and if I do that, it will take me back to...
This is the backside, which will generally have the answer. You then tell the app whether you got the card...
And so on and so forth. To do a swipe left with voiceover, I'm going to double tap and hold. And then I'm going to slide my finger to the left.
How do I signal correct or wrong? Settings. Button. How do I signal correct or wrong? Tap to flip.
Here is my question, and then a hint. Tap to flip. This is slightly misleading because you might think that you need to tap on the tap to flip option, but you don't. You want to double tap on the actual question.
How do I signal correct or wrong? How do I signal correct or wrong? How do I signal correct or wrong? Tap to flip. How do I signal correct? Try swiping down to answer wrong.
As you heard there, I was trying to flick back and forth, and I got nothing. It seems that in order for the screen to refresh, you almost need to touch roughly in the middle of the screen, and then you will find the new information, and you can flick through that.
Think thumbs down for 2, wrong, 1, settings, button.
I'm back to settings, and now I'll flick right.
1, correct, swipe left, 2, wrong, swipe down. Think thumbs down for wrong. Try swiping down to answer wrong and move to the next card.
I'll do that. I'll double tap and hold and slide my finger down.
How do I go back to the previous card? Settings button. How do I go back to the previous card?
I'll double tap to find the answer on the second side.
How do I go back to the previous card? By going to a prior card. You push the card back. Swipe right to go back. Settings button.
It's good to kind of go back to that settings button to ground yourself. There are 3 sentences in this answer. And if I had not done that, I would have only seen one and would have missed out on some information.
Swipe right to go back. You push the card back. By going to a prior card, you undo your previous answer.
If I were going to do this, I would double tap and hold, and then slide my finger to the right. In this case, I'm going to mark this correct and move on, again, by double tapping and sliding left, as in next.
What does the B icon in the bottom left do?
I'll double tap to flip this card.
What does the B icon in the bottom left do? This will turn on browse mode, which will allow you... Settings. Button.
This time we were back at the first sentence, but we didn't necessarily know that. So let's flick right.
This will turn on browse mode, which will allow you to navigate forward and backwards without keeping score. In browse mode, you can also start a slideshow. To exit browse mode, tap the middle icon at the bottom and choose exit browse mode.
Some of these features, just by their nature, may be more or less accessible to you, depending on whether you are using VoiceOver, Zoom, or none of the above. Let's say, though, that you maybe have difficulty remembering which is the way to mark a wrong answer and which is the way to mark a right answer, or maybe you just have difficulty performing those particular gestures. There is a way to make this easier for you, and this and many other tips are found in subsequent cards in this particular introduction deck. Let's go ahead, though, and take a look in Settings. Remember, though, we don't want the Settings option that's inside the deck, but the one that is outside the deck on the main screen. I'm going to do a scrub gesture, or you can locate and double tap the back button in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. You'll know you're in the right place if you flick right from Settings and you hear
Decks, Heading.
So go back to Settings.
Settings, button. Settings, Global Options, Help, button.
Again, this is going to be a very quick trip through Settings. We're coming in to turn on a very specific item. I'll leave it to you to explore the vastness and complexity that is Settings on your own. Let's double tap Settings to go in.
Card theme, black back, done, button. Global options, heading, help, button.
The first thing we want to do is to enable the advanced menu. This is the very last option on this screen, so you can either flick right until you get to it, or touch the lower right-hand corner of your screen.
Rate in App Store, show advanced menu.
I'm going to double tap. Now, if you go back to the same place, you'll see that the name of this button has changed.
Show basic menu.
That's how you know that you have indeed enabled the advanced menu. Now what we're going to look for here is an option labeled Control. It is relatively near the top of the screen, so I'm just going to quickly flick right until I find it.
Global options, done. Card theme, app theme, control, button.
Double tap.
Control, control, back button. Enable external control, switch button, off. Double tap to toggle setting. Signaling wrong and correct. Heading, help, button. Control, heading, back button.
Now that I'm in control, let's take a look.
Control, heading, help, button. Signaling wrong and correct. Heading.
So I think it's a safe assumption that below this heading is going to be information related to how you signal a wrong versus a correct answer. Standard is essentially what we have been doing. Basically, double tapping, holding, and sliding your finger to the left for a correct answer, or double tapping, holding, and sliding your finger down for an incorrect answer. The second option, though, is the one that we want to enable.
Show correct and wrong buttons.
Double tap this.
Show correct and wrong buttons. Show correct and wrong buttons.
Unfortunately, it does not tell you if this has been switched on or off, but double tapping it does indeed work.
Back button. Back button. Pop-up master window. Select yes or no to close. Button.
This is a little confusing because when you select the back button, this option comes up and it basically says select yes or no to close.
Signaling wrong and correct. Heading. Standard. Signal. Pop-up master window. Select yes or no to close. Button.
And what you need to do is double tap on this.
Pop-up master window. Select yes or no to close. Signaling wrong and correct. Standard. Show love to tap. Easy study. Enable advanced. Pop-up window. Select yes or no to close. Button. Pop-up window. Select yes or no. Set defaults. Pop-up window. Select yes or no.
Once you do that and you flick down the screen, you'll see the following option.
Set defaults. Show correct and wrong buttons. No. Button. Yes. Button.
By saying yes, you're saying, I want this to be the default. I want these wrong and correct buttons to show no matter what decks of cards I'm navigating. So double tap.
Yes. Signaling wrong and correct. Heading. 3 of 3 Wi-Fi back button.
Now if you double tap the back button.
Back button. Global options. Help. Button.
It will let you exit.
Help. Global options. Done. Button.
You'll then need to double tap done to get out of settings.
Done. Decks. Settings. Button.
Let's go back into the introduction deck.
Decks. Heading. Add. Button. Edit. Introduction. 24. Selected. Back. Button. What does the B icon in the bottom left do?
I'm going to double tap.
What does the V icon in the bottom left do? This will turn on browse mode, which will allow you to navigate forward and backwards without keeping score. In browse mode, you can also start a slideshow. To exit browse mode, tap the middle icon at the bottom and choose exit browse mode.
Now, if I flick right from here, I'm going to have something I didn't have before.
Wrong. Button. Correct. Button.
And I'm going to double tap correct?
Correct. How do I add a new deck?
And then I am on to the next card, and it asks the question, how do I add a new deck? I would very much encourage you to go through this entire introduction on your own. It's very helpful and will give you information that time and space do not really allow me to present here. But it's very helpful, very easy to follow. Just remember to keep in mind the fact that they are using standard and not voiceover gestures. I'm going to find and double tap the back button, or you can use the scrub gesture, to exit out of this deck, and we are going to take a brief look at adding decks of flashcards, and we'll go through two of many methods that are used.
Settings. Button. Back. Button. Back. Decks. Introduction. 24.
I'm going to flick left because I know that add was before that.
Edit. But add. Button.
And there it is.
Add. Add deck. Back button. Add deck. Heading. Help. Button. Quizlet. Button.
Quizlet. When I found out this existed, I felt like a kid in a candy shop. There are thousands of decks. So if you want to quiz your child on a particular set of facts, maybe even from a particular textbook, chances are Quizlet may already have it. If you want to learn a foreign language or go through flashcards on trivia, someone on Quizlet may have already done the work and submitted just that information for you. The supply of information from this source feels almost limitless. I'm going to go ahead into Quizlet and I'm going to search. You can browse by categories and various other ways to see all of what's available, but search is probably one of the quickest and easiest ways.
Quizlet, Quizlet, back button, Quizlet, heading, search, button.
I'm going to double tap and this will bring up my edit field.
Search field is editing, character mode, insertion point at start.
Let's say that I wanted to learn about my iPhone. I could type iPhone into this search box. And after I do that, I'll double tap search.
Search. Search. 3 equal signs. iPhones. 3 equal signs. 15. Button.
That means that this is a set of flashcards. There are 15 in the set, and it has to do with iPhones. Could be pictures, could be anything.
iPhone. 58. Button. Colors iPhone. 14. Button. iPhone terms. 10. Button. iPhone terms. 44. Button.
Let's see what this one is. This is a pretty big one. There are 44 cards. Double tap.
iPhone Quizlet deck. Back button. Quizlet deck. Heading. Name. iPhone terms. Download. Description. Card count. 44. Creator. William_Mattis. Updated. 9/11/2015. 44 cards. Heading. A G code. Enter code. Crever. Require. At do it chair. That you enter. Cotton. The code. Enter Amstert. After restart.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly if this is a set of programming terms, not sure, but this allows me to see a little bit of information, and if I wanted that particular deck, I would simply double tap download to download it into the Flashcards Deluxe app. I'll need to now press the back button 3 times, once to get out of this description, once to get back to the Quizlet search, and once to get out of the option to add to Quizlet.
Back button. Back button. Quizlet. iPhone turn. iPhone turns. Colors I. Back button. Back button. Quizlet. Back button. Back button. Combination deck. Button. Empty deck. Private deck. Shared library. Quizlet. Button.
I have come out of Quizlet and I'm now back on the add screen. And there are several options and kinds of decks you can add. I'll just go through these so you can hear what they are.
Shared library. Button. Private deck. Button. Empty deck. Button. Combination deck. Button. New folder. Button. Dropbox. Button. Google Drive. Button.
In this case, I have a deck in Dropbox I would like to add. About a year ago, I heard of a book called God's Story in 66 Verses. It takes one central verse from each of the 66 books of the Bible and gives a brief explanation. When I heard about this book, I thought, oh, that would be kind of a neat thing to memorize those 66 verses. I first went to Quizlet to look, and there was nothing like what I wanted. Well, there were things like it, but not exactly. I saw things like 100 or 50 verses everyone should know, things like that. But I really liked this book, and I wanted something that covered these 66 verses. So I set out to do it. You can create these flashcard decks in either Excel or text. I just did plain text, and it was quite simple. What I did is I put the book and then the chapter and verse numbers on one side of the card. And then I put the text of the verse on the other side of the card. So, for example, let's say that I had Psalm 23:1. On the first side of the card, or in my text document, I would write Psalm 23:1, because that's how chapter and verses are normally written. Then I would not space, but I would press the tab key. And then, immediately after that, with no spaces following, I would type the text, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I would then press return, and on the second line, I could then write the next book, chapter, verse, tab, and then write the contents of side two. While my illustration involves writing out Bible verses, you could do this with anything. I knew of someone who used flashcards to memorize the birthdays of family and friends, so she didn't have to be reliant on her phone or calendar to check. This really is limited only by your imagination. Once I finished creating the flashcards, and it was a bit of a project because there were 66 of them, I saved the file and put it in Dropbox. Depending on your setup, you'll either have the file under flashcards, which is in your Dropbox, or in Dropbox you'll find an apps folder with flashcards under that, and then the folder inside, and then the file inside that. The first time you want to add a file from Dropbox, the app will ask for authorization. Once you go through that, it's very similar to adding in Dropbox. The process of adding to Dropbox is similar to what it would be using any other app. The same holds true, more or less, for Google Drive. You are given some instruction as you're going along about how and where to add the file, and there's additional information in Help. I thought this would be kind of difficult and just full of rules where if you didn't do one single thing right, it wouldn't work. But really, it was fairly easy. But reading the instructions is important and helpful. Let's go ahead and add my long-incoming flashcard deck to the app.
Dropbox. Button.
I'll double tap.
Dropbox. Dropbox. Back button. Dropbox. Heading. Settings. Button. Not downloaded. Heading. God's story in 66 verses.
There is my file name. I gave it the same name as the book. I'll double tap to select it.
Selected. God's story in 66 verses. Deselect all. Button.
If I had more than one, I could select some and not others, or I could deselect all.
Refresh. Button.
If I didn't see everything in my list, I could refresh.
Download one. Button.
But I will go ahead and download one by double tapping.
Download one. Introduction. Dex. Settings. Button.
And that quickly, it has downloaded into the app. Now if I flick right.
Dex. Heading. Add. Button. Edit. Introduction. Samples. Two deck. God's story in 66 verses. 66.
There is my deck. And if I double tapped and went in, it would start at the beginning because I haven't set options for it to shuffle the information. And it would start with the first verse in Genesis. It would give the reference. I would double tap to flip the card and then work on memorizing the verse. In this case, where I'm memorizing, I would probably mark the verses wrong until I had learned them. And even then, I'm not sure, I might still mark them wrong just as a way to keep refreshing my memory. I think this is one of those apps where the more extensively I use it, the more I will learn from it and grow with it. Before we finish, I want to show you one other option, and that is how to edit your decks.
Decks. Heading.
I'm still on the main screen, so I'm going to flick right.
Add. Button. Edit. Button. Edit. Done. Button.
Now I'm going to flick right again after having double-tapped edit.
Introduction, 24. Reorder introduction, 24. Button, draggable. Samples, 2 decks. Actions available.
Let's see what these actions are. We have them for each of the decks.
Delete.
Delete.
Activate.
And default. Activate. That's pretty easy. If I wanted to delete, I would just double tap, and then I would be presented with OK and Cancel buttons, and the question, do you want to delete? At the bottom of this screen, there are options to backup and restore your data. This is especially helpful, I would think, if you get flashcard sets from Quizlet and you don't want to have to go back in and try and find that really good, really helpful set, especially if you've browsed through a few. So it would probably be wise to acquaint yourself with this feature as well. I love to learn new things and occasionally to commit some things to memory, and I'm confident that this app will help me do this, whether you get it for yourself, your children, or your grandchildren. I hope that you'll find it helpful too. You can find many informative podcasts by visiting applevis.com. As always, you're welcome to contact me. The easiest way is probably to follow me on Twitter at LISASALI, or you can email me LISASALI@ptd.net. Friend of mine says that stands for petthedog.net. The letters that might be confusing to someone listening to audio are S's, as in Sam. So it's LISASALI. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.